local sound of Johnny Clay against Avuga and Asim Bonanga. A song written in memory of the late great Nelson Mandela, who at the time had not yet taken the mantle as president of South Africa when the song was first released. But what a legacy he's left. And tomorrow, it is Mandela Day. And how are you spending your 67 minutes? Have you got plans to give back in the spirits of Tata Madiba? Well, today on 88FM, we've got a number of cool chats on the air, finding out what's happening around town. And in the studio with me right now on a Monday morning, I'm excited to welcome back our friends from Zimbali Lakes Estate. And on the microphone, welcome back our Senior Vice President for Zimbali Lakes Development, Wayne Krambeck, is in the house with us. Wayne, how are you doing, my friend?
Morning, Mike. Yeah, all fantastic and fresh on these wintry cool mornings that we're having.
Yeah, look, it's, I mean, for Belito, it's been a bit fresh, but the rest of the country, you know, the holidaymakers still seem to be walking around in shorts and t-shirts. So, you know, I guess it's all a matter of perspective. On the sales side of things, Dave McGregor from Zimbali Lakes is with us as well. How are you doing, Dave?
Yeah, I'm doing well, man. It's the shortest winter we've ever had. I mean, I can't understand it. It was a little chill, and now we're back to summer again. And that's what I love about our whole Belito bubble.
I tell you what, Dave, we got blue skies, sunshine, a high of 25 today. Not bad for the middle of winter. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
And we've obviously starting a new week now, and Mandela Day is tomorrow. With the sun shining down upon us and us feeling kind of optimistic about life on the North Coast in general, let's find out how you guys at Zimbali Lakes are planning on shining some light in terms of the spirit of the late great Tata Madiba, and what's on the cards for Mandela Day? Because it's always that question, you know, 67 minutes, it seems like a flash in the pan, and it's kind of one day that everyone stops to give it some thought. But as I understand it, you guys have thought of maybe extending things and making it a little more rolled out and meaningful. Wayne, what can you tell me?
Yeah, we have, Mike. You know, we debated this quite a bit within the office and decide what we're going to do. And you know, Mandela Day is such a great initiative to do stuff. And we thought, well, why not just expand this? And instead of doing something for 67 minutes and do something next year again, why don't we think about something that we can make an impact and then keep that going throughout the year? So, we identified an area just north of our estate, which borders on Zimbali Coastal as well, where there's a taxi rank. And it's really in disrepute. It's not in great condition. There's always litter lying around. The grass is long. It's just really not a healthy environment for any kind of operations. Mm. So, our first initial thing was to go in there and just do a good cleanup. But we actually said, well, why do that? You know, let's get a long-term vision for that. And then we'll go in tomorrow and do the cleanup, but then, you know, go to a longer vision on it and go and, work with the UIP, work with DOT, get permission to put dustbins up, do a proper cleanup on that area,
wow,
make it a safer environment and aesthetically pleasing for all the users that are there as well.
Fantastic. So really making it a much more functional space it's a really heavily used, heavily trafficked space, but as you say, it hasn't been that TLC and any sort of real setting it up for long-term comfortable use. So this is brilliant. And are the discussions kind of already rolling now in that direction? Are you starting to have those team talks and getting ready for boots on the ground, so to speak, Dave?
Yeah, I think, you know, when we also part of the Love North Coast, so that's a great initiative. And I think when you think of this, when you come across the M4 bridge, which now seems to be finally under repair, for November. So as you come over that M4, you want to come into KDM and just have this impression of things work here.
Yeah.
And they do. It's not only an impression, they do work. So you don't want to go past the taxi rank and see these are where commuters, the first thing in the morning and the last thing in the evening, is where they actually interact with our little section of Belito.
Yeah.
And we want that to be a pleasant experience. So we want to uplift it and make sure that Mandela Madiba's legacy lives on.
Fantastic stuff, man. It's look, who wouldn't want to get behind something like that as an initiative? And you mentioned that the bridge the M4 bridge, which has been out of action for quite some time now, it seems like things are finally moving, and there is going to be, hopefully, some concrete work starting now, and some repairs that will get traffic flowing back over the river. What's the latest update on that, Wayne?
Yeah, Mark, word has it that the commitment is to have that finished by sometime in November, so before the December holidays. And you know, we've heard some promises before, and they haven't materialized. But however, you know, there has been a handover to the contractor, I believe, and things are looking really, really positive, which will bode well for our entire community in the sort of south side of Ballito here. Well, the whole of Ballito, actually, because it's such a feeder into this community that has been closed for over a year now. So we're really looking forward to that opening. It'll be great for business all around.
Absolutely, and I have no doubt that what's going to happen as far as the Zimbali Lakes story is that, I mean, right now, Zimbali Lakes, with only that one way of traffic flow, is a magnet that's pulling people to discover what's happening, what the latest is on the development front. But once you have that through flow of traffic, you're going to have a lot of people just kind of stumbling upon it and seeing all of this exciting development and saying, wow, what's this? Let's pull in and have a chat and see. So until that happens, which we know is imminent, what is the latest, and how are things going on the development front? Because I've seen some photos recently now, some golf greens that are so green you might think that they're computer generated but we can confirm things are growing, things are going. What's happening, Dave?
Things are definitely happening. I'm going to leave the golf to Wayne because he's our golfing fundi. I'm a spectator, but I must tell you that things have got tight. You know, the economy is limping along, and we've had to just adapt. And one of the things we've done is we've changed our marketing style and focus. So, for example, we're at the Ballito Farmers Market. And I must admit, that has been incredible. I think it's long overdue, and we've got a stand there, and we get a lot of leads, a lot of questions, a lot of ambassadors who come and see us when they leave. They become ambassadors for the brand. And we've been at the House and Garden Show. So you've just got to do more to get the same results. So you can't just sit back and expect to have this achieve the same results. So we're working harder, but I must say that the brand of Zimbali Lakes is still pulling in the sales. We're very satisfied with where we're at this stage.
And look, the word that seems to be spreading is that you lay claim to a really special trifecta as the only one to really bring together beach, lakes and golf into a kind of lifestyle package offering. And on the golf side of things, Wayne, as a man who's really well affiliated with the world of golfing and the PGA, tell me about what's so exciting about the current development on the golf side.
Well, Mike, you can see Dave dodged that question very quickly because he doesn't play golf. He plays the fool. So. But nonetheless, you know, we're very excited about our golf course. You know, it's the only golf course being constructed in South Africa. I mean, there's golf courses that are being renovated, if you want to put it that way, and having some changes. But we're the only golf course that's actually starting from scratch and being constructed. So we're planning to open up at the end of next year. We'll probably be ready to open by sort of August, September, but we plan on opening for December 2024. What's really exciting is the development of our greens. So, you know, your coastal courses generally don't have bent grass greens, which is really getting a pure putting surface. So we'll be the first golf course that's been constructed from new in KZN to actually have bent grass greens. So
Wow. We've
tested out four different strains, and we found a strain called Super 7, which is doing exceptionally well on our fourth green. Hopefully we'll be able to putt on that in the next sort of 2 months and see how it reacts and what it's doing. But it's really, really exciting.
This is incredible. It just sounds cool. Super 7. And for golfers that are itching to experience it, well, it won't be long before you can hopefully test out a little putting action. But this is, I mean, I've just seen, you've shown me a little snapshot of how it's grown in. And what an incredible carpet of greenery, hey? I mean, just aesthetically. I mean, even Dave can appreciate, as a non-golfer,
no, absolutely.
How gorgeous it's going to be looking when you've got the rolling green hills,
yeah,
hey?
Well, I always say to the buyers that, you know what, it doesn't matter. Even if you don't play golf, come and enjoy 18 parklands. You know, and people come in and mow the lawn for you literally every other day. So you don't play golf, why not just enjoy those 18 parks that we're creating, which some guys go and hit little white balls on them.
And looking at the latest edition of the Life and Style magazine, which is getting distributed all around the country now, it's in the Slow Lounges and the SAA top tier lounges, and of course right throughout the North Coast and all the hot spots and clubhouses, you'll see there's a gorgeous story in six double page spreads showing you what the vision is, how it's unfolding, and why Zimbali Lakes is on the top of the mind when it comes to premier investment lifestyle destinations on the North Coast. If you want to find out more, well, you could check out zimbalilakes.co.za. But my personal advice would be to get yourself down there. Go and visit the sales team and have a little drive around and see how it's taking shape, because it's moving so quickly now, and it's looking so exciting that you know, it's not just drawings on paper anymore. It's now, it's 3D. It's happening. It's real, right? And look, it's definitely the best time to be getting in while the getting's good. Wouldn't you agree, gentlemen?
Absolutely. I mean, there's no doubt about that, Mike. It's it's the only one. So
there you go. Lakes Golf Beach, the only one. Yeah. Zimbali Lakes, and my special guests in the studio with me today, Wayne Krambeck and Dave McGregor from the Zimbali Lakes team. And guys, wishing you lots of good vibes and success with this exciting Mandela Day initiative that's going to be rolling much bigger and broader than just one day. And looking forward to having another chat again really soon to find out how it's picking up on that front, but also just how the grass is growing.
Exactly.
You heard it here on Radio Life and Style, and you'll be hearing more really soon. Stay with us.